This is URN Showtime Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to the show, everybody. You are listening to Showtime, and what a show we've got lined up for you today. Later on, there'll be music from Oliver, Hairspray, and so much more. Don't forget to send in any messages you have to urn1350.net or alternatively at the URN Showtime Facebook page. I look forward to hearing from you all, of course. Opening there was Put On Your Sunday Clothes from Hello Dolly, although the version I just played was from the 2011 Hooray for Hollywood proms, performed live by the best in the musical business, with musical accompaniment from the John Wilson Orchestra, and wasn't it fantastic, everybody? Up next is A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, a musical comedy which tells the story of Monty Navarro, who decided to jump the line of succession to his family fortune by killing off the 8 relatives who stand in his way, each of whom are played by Tony winner Jefferson Mays. And I've got to say, he looks pretty impressive as a girl, everybody. At the same time, Monty has to juggle his mistress Sibella and his fiancée, his cousin Phoebe Dicequith, and of course the possibility that he could end up in prison at any moment for his deeds. Every review has said how fantastically funny it is, and it won the Tony Award for Best Musical in 2014. I'm about to play I've Decided to Marry You. Here, Phoebe unexpectedly arrives at Monty's home to accept his proposal, completely unaware that he's just hidden his mistress Sibella in his bedroom. And the three-way conversation that ensues is brilliant. Consider Yourself from Oliver. And what is yet another brilliant segue, because I'm getting pretty good at these if I do say so myself, let's all think about the original Oliver Twist, the novel by Charles Dickens. As I'm sure you're all aware, I have been kind of obsessed with Adam Long's musical comedy Dickens Abridged. Now, this is back in Nottingham at Lakeside Arts Centre on Tuesday. More importantly, however, not only am I going to see it, but I'll be interviewing some of the guys involved, including the cast. I can't wait. I'm really worried I'm going to hugely embarrass myself and have some sort of fangirl breakdown in front of them, but then I never embarrass myself, do I? Don't answer that. Anyway, you don't want to be the only person not understanding the references next week, do you? So basically, you've got no option but to go and buy a ticket. It's so funny, it has really great songs, and student discounts are available. I wasn't going to play the promo, but you know what? I love it so much. Here's Dickens Abridged.
Charlie Dickens walked the streets of London town, from Marylebone right down the Old Kent Road, through crowds of bankers, thieves and whores, along the septic river shore, like a colossus, Charlie Dickens strode.
Up next is So Much Better from Legally Blonde. This is a musical adapted from the film starring Reese Witherspoon, in which a ditzy girl from Malibu follows the love of her life to Harvard Law School. Enjoy! Next is a song I can't really believe it's taken me this long to play. There is no way you'll be able to resist getting up to have a dance to this. Get those toes tapping. Here is You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray. You are very welcome, Harry. He's been dancing around the studios here like a giddy child because I played that song. Now, if any of you actually know me, you'll be very aware of how much I've wanted to play a particular song from the Book of Mormon. Now, don't freak out yet. I'm not going to play that one that I've been going on about so much. Although, if any of you are interested, it's called Baptize Me and it is hilarious. Look it up on YouTube. But no, instead, I'm going to play a song called You and Me, But Mostly Me. In this song, Elder Price and Elder Cunningham have met each other for the first time, having been sent as missionaries to Africa. Basically, Elder Price instantly decides that everything is going to have to rest on his superior shoulders, since Elder Cunningham is so useless. Again, it's really funny. It totally takes the mick out of control freaks who end up being paired with slackers. And, well, it means I don't have to play anything from Wicked this week. You'll see what I mean. That was You and Me, But Mostly Me from the Book of Mormon, performed there by Andrew Rannells and Josh Gad. Josh Gad as in Olaf from Frozen, and if you picture that in your mind, you'll be really pleased that I didn't play Baptize Me, because otherwise you'll never be able to watch Frozen in the same way again. I love that song so much. If any of my housemates are listening, by the way, I kind of feel that sums up our relationship with the dishwasher. I'll leave it to you to figure out who's who in the pairing. Anyway, while I wait for the hate messages to come in from my housemates, here is If My Friends Could See Me Now from Sweet Charity. Given how much I love that song and the way I was dancing, I think it's safe to say that it's a very, very good thing that my friends can't actually see me now. Up next is a big number from Starkid's A Very Potter musical. Darren Criss, who went on to play Blaine in the TV show Glee, wrote the music and lyrics to this musical while he was at university, and it was a student production there. As you can probably guess, given the title, it's basically Harry Potter as a musical, but it does also parody the books and films and popular culture in some ways. The show has been recorded and put on YouTube, and I have to say it is hilarious. If you get a free couple of hours, seriously, do watch it, because then you can watch the sequel too. Yay. This is the opening number from A Very Potter Musical, when Harry is waiting to go back to Hogwarts for his second year. Now, anyone who knows me is aware of what a big fan I am of Cats. The musical, I should clarify, not the animal. Sorry, Alistair. No, I love the musical. Now, I was watching the Elaine Page show with my brother over the holidays, and she was singing Memory, and I remember my brother turning to me and saying, "Why do they only ever play this song from Cats?" Now, the obvious answer to that is that it's the most famous song from the show and is Elaine Page's iconic song, basically. But I asked him which song he would like to hear and promised that I would make sure I played it if I was ever given the chance. Now, never in my right mind did I imagine it would be on my own radio show, but here we are, things happen. So in honour of Jake, here is Skimbleshanks. Everyone is aware, very much aware, of what happened in Paris on Friday, and there is no way that I can start talking about this or get into this without, you know, feeling emotional or realising that everyone else is in a very similar situation to me and that, you know, we are all incredibly shocked. But I do want to say this because there have been so many different reactions to this that have slightly worried me. There are people I know that are claiming that we should now shut Britain's borders, which I don't think is the option. I think more now more than ever we need to stand together. We shouldn't be ostracising people at this point. This should inspire us to act as one, you know, encourage solidarity. So that's one reaction that I don't agree with. Another one is that, you know, that we shouldn't care about what happened in Paris because these things have happened in Baghdad and in Lebanon. And again, it is appalling that those atrocities haven't made it to our media. But that doesn't take away from the fact that 130 people have died and hundreds more been injured in Paris. We should be using what's happened in Paris to question why those other things haven't been deemed as important enough to make it to the media. And so I think we can learn a lot from that. The song that I'm going to play, I think a lot of people will probably predict, given that this happened in France. When I play this song, it isn't a call to arms. It isn't meant as an inspiration to fight. I know there are people calling for war, but I'm not someone who could ever condone violence or say that it's justified to that measure. And, you know, not to mention the fact that practically, as a country, we do not have the resources to win a war at the moment. But that isn't what this song is about. I want to play this song to symbolise what can be achieved when people stand together. At this time more than ever, we need solidarity and we need to unite the ever-growing divisions in the UK and Europe and further afield as best we can. And I really hope this song highlights this because it's not just sung in English. For this recording, 17 Valjeans from around the world gathered together to sing this song that epitomises solidarity. And I think this is just so indicative of the fact that crises today aren't just to one country. Everyone in the world has access to that information, and I think we need to start building on that and working together more. So vive la France.
Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of a drum, there is a life about to stop when tomorrow comes. À la volonté du peuple et à la santé du progrès.
This is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.